Welcome to Radio Kitchen, I'm Al Spohler. First of all, happy 4th of July. And I'm willing to bet that more than a few of you are planning crab feasts to go along with the fireworks. Now, some purists may insist that you only need two things for a proper crab feast, crabs and beer. But to make it a true feast, I think you've got to offer more than that. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, you've got your focus on the sides.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong, I love the crabs and beer. That's certainly why we do it. But, you know, there needs to be a little bit of variety on the table as you're eating. And, you know, I think that's some of the things that are classic really belong on the table with the crab feast. Coleslaw, to me, is just something that, especially this time of year, there's great cabbage at the market. And, you know, it's funny, right? One cabbage could feed like 30.
That's right.
So, you know, and I think that making coleslaw, I think you have to get the cabbage sliced really thin. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think cabbage is not palatable texture-wise, mm-hmm. but the thin, crunchy cabbage, it's really good. And so I use a meat slicer to slice my cabbage really thin as you can. If you have a mandolin at home, you'd set it at the thinnest setting and get it sliced. And then, you know, your choice of dressing is purely up to you. There's kind of like the mayonnaise based, there's the sour cream based, there's the buttermilk based. They're all good, but I'll recommend making them that day because there's nothing better than the cold crunch of that fresh cabbage that hasn't had time to sort of wilt and get all soggy in the dressing.
I like to use vinegar in this case because it just complements the crab so well.
Yeah. Oh, no, without a doubt. I mean, I get my vinegar punch from my potato salad.
Oh, yeah.
And I use a lot of red wine vinegar. I use a lot of hard-boiled eggs. I mm-hmm. use a lot of bacon. And maybe it's probably not even should be called potato salad at this point. But giving the mayonnaise a really good dose of red wine vinegar when you make your potato salad, you'll get that really lovely sort of acidic background.
What else are you going to be serving?
I used to love going to a Brekkie's and getting the cucumber yogurt salad.
Oh, wow, nice. It's all like raita, the Indian dish.
Exactly. But you know what's the best is you scrape some of the seasoning off the crab and mix it into the cucumber, mm-hmm. and it gets, all of a sudden, this dish explodes because it's really basically, you know, cucumbers, some raw onion, and some yogurt just mixed together and seasoned. But adding the crab-infused Old Bay seasoning into it makes it really delicious.
Yeah.
You got to have corn, I think.
I think so.
Right? And, you know, I like my corn grilled in the husk. Mm-hmm. So just thrown on the grill or roasted in the oven in the husk. And then I've got to make up a big vat of half Old Bay, half butter in which to dip this corn into.
Nice.
Because I think that's just corn and Old Bay just are such a great flavor together.
Yeah.
I mean, and then you've got to have some Maryland tomato salad on the table. I mean, Maryland tomatoes cut really small with a little bit of fine diced red onion, cucumber. Again, simple olive oil and vinegar, maybe a touch of basil. All these things go together on the table and make eating crabs just that much better.
Whew. Bring an appetite along, tell you
what. Yes, you have to. Well, it's one of the few meals that takes hours to eat, right?
Yeah,
you can sit and pick crabs for 3 hours.
Yeah, and a good crab feast is where nobody talks. Because everyone is so busy.
Right, focused.
Yeah, focused on their crabs. And I used to think that if you truly love someone, you gave them your back fin.
Yes, the big little lollipop. Right.
Big chunk at the
That's right.
Well, Jerry, that sounds great. We're going to put these ideas on the website.
For sure.
I hope people try them. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.